There's some anxiety about how Barbados and other Caribbean countries are likely to be impacted by a freight nightmare that's developing in the Red Sea.
The waterway that leads up towards the Suez Canal is one of the most important in the world, but it's become too dangerous for shipping, according to two of the biggest shipping companies. Maersk says it's pausing all its container shipments through the Red Sea until further notice. Hapag-Lloyd says it is also pausing until December the 18th. Now, this is all down to attacks by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen, who've declared their support for Hamas and say they're targeting ships traveling to Israel.
Yemen's Houthis have been launching attacks against commercial ships in the Red Sea near Bab al-Mandeb. Bab al-Mandeb is a very important choke point. And we've also seen some incidents in the Arabian Sea, but there are still some questions with respect to those attacks in the Arabian Sea. But back to the Red Sea and Bab al-Mandeb, a number of commercial ships and since November 19 have been targeted.
Shipping commentator Sal Macagniano.
This is an issue regarding maritime choke points. And in particular, we're dealing with a whole batch of them right here. We're dealing with the Bab al-Mandeb. We're dealing with the Suez Canal, the Straits of Hormuz. We've got issues in and around the Panama Canal now with low water levels. The good news about the Panama Canal is we may be seeing just a little bit of a reprieve. The Panama Canal was talking about going down to one-half capacity. In other words, going from 36 passages through the canal daily down to 18. They're now talking about raising it back up to about 24, which is really good news because they've gotten some rain recently. But however, they're still doing a lot of draft limitations on the ability of ships to go through, which means that for two of the three big container alliances, they have already diverted ships that were heading across the Pacific, that were going to go through the Panama Canal. They're going to use that new lane of the Panama Canal that can accommodate much larger vessels called Neo-Panamax ships. These are ships that can carry 15,000 boxes versus 4,500 boxes. Those ships have been diverted, and now they're going through the Suez Canal, but they're not going through the Suez Canal because Hapag-Lloyd, Maersk, and Mediterranean Shipping are part of that big alliance system that does that, and now their ships are heading around Africa. And what does that mean? That means a longer diversion. Now, for some vessels, it's not a huge impact. If you're coming from the Gulf of Mexico and you're heading to East Asia and you're not going through the Panama Canal, well, going either Suez or around the southern tip of Africa, the Cape of Good Hope, only adds you about 2 days. So not a big, huge problem. If, however, you are coming from East Asia and you got to get up in the Mediterranean, if you lose the Suez Canal, that adds a tremendous distance to your overall voyage. If you look there from Rotterdam to Singapore, if you don't have the Suez Canal, you're talking about adding roughly about 3,500 miles, which is a significantly longer distance than what you had before. Plus, heading around the southern tip of South Africa right now is not bad because it's summertime down there, but in a few months, it gets a little rough. And this is going to cause problems. And what you're seeing right now is that shipping firms, like the container vessels, are going to need to put more ships onto the routes to be able to handle it with these diversions. And they're going to have to increase freight rates because it's going to require more fuel, more ships, more time to get cargo there. Now, understand, this happens coincidentally when the forecast for 2024 for the container companies was looking a little bleak.
And in response to the growing threat to global trade through the Red Sea, it is reported that the United States is about to launch a convoy operation to escort commercial shipping through the area. American Brigadier General Pat Ryer.
We're continuing to take the situation in the Red Sea extremely seriously. There should be no doubt about that. The actions that we've seen from these Houthi forces are destabilizing. They're dangerous and clearly a flagrant violation of international law. And so this is an international problem that requires an international solution. We do continue to consult closely with our international allies and partners on implementing a maritime task force. I don't have any specific announcements to make today, and we will have more to provide in the near future. But as you highlight, we do continue to patrol the international waterways throughout the region to support freedom of navigation and efforts to ensure safety, security, and stability.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicorp use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicorp advisor or visit Sagicorp.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicorp, wise financial thinking for life.